Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of The Possibility Project's Long Time No See. My name is Lissani Florentino, and I am a proud member of the cast of Long Time No See. First things first, we want to thank our sponsors because without them, we couldn't do what we do. They are the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs, the New York State Council for the Arts, and the hundreds of individuals who contributed to our online Mission Possible campaign. For 8 months, our cast came together every Saturday all day. Our purpose? To change the world by sharing our stories and then writing, rehearsing, and performing an original podcast musical drama from those stories. We did everything online from our homes because of the pandemic. And who are we? The Long Time No See cast are teenagers like me from all 5 boroughs of New York City. We were chosen based on our desire to make a difference and the diversity of the group. No one was chosen on the basis of talent. For many of us, this was the first time we've ever performed. The stories in Long Time No See come from our lives and experiences. The show was written by us, and while no one plays their own part, the stories are real. They deal with mature subjects such as family conflicts, violence, sexual abuse, self-harm, and bullying. We wish much of what you will hear was not true. It is. Our goal is to change that reality. Until we succeed, we'll continue to come together and create a more just and peaceful world for all of us. All right, so here we go. The Possibility Project proudly presents episode 4 of Long Time No See.
At this point, everyone had left the dinner, and we were alone around the table. Jorge had already taken his family home. The atmosphere around us had grown heavy and serious as she was talking. All I felt was pain, shock, and anger. And it wasn't just me. I could see it all over their faces. They were each placed in a situation that they had no control over, which is really terrifying. They had to deal with the pain and aftermath of it ever since. People say that it's not what happens to you that defines you, but how you react. It was clear that my friends had some choices to make.
I didn't tell you everything that happened after that fight.
What didn't you tell us?
Well, my father and I never really saw eye to eye on everything.
Okay.
He couldn't understand. He thought that I was being weak. I would have had these moments that I would get completely overwhelmed. It happened right after I got suspended.
Did you two get into a fight?
No, it was me. I would collapse. I don't know how to describe it. I felt weak, my heart heavy, and I felt so drained. All I wanted to do was go back to sleep. I felt as if I closed my eyes, I couldn't wake up again. I didn't want to do anything. I don't ever want to feel like that again.
Wait, what are you saying, Isaac?
Hey, Isaac. Open the door. We have to talk about this.
Go away!
No, Isaac, you can't lock yourself in your room. Come out right now.
No, Mom, you don't get it.
I'm trying, honey, but you have to talk to me.
Not now, Mom. Just please leave me alone.
God damn it, Isaac. Open this damn door right now.
Angelo, stop it. You're worrying me.
He's worrying me. Stop being weak, son. You can't let others win.
That's what got me into this mess in the first place. I got suspended from school because you told me I couldn't let others win. That had to fight back.
Isaac, sometimes you have to take matters into your own hands. Come out so we can talk about it.
I'm not okay. It feels like someone is sitting on my chest all the time. Every time I wake up or look up in the mirror, I hate myself. Eventually everyone will too.
Don't say those things, honey. You have friends who love you.
And I'm supposed to bother them about it? Why? So they can see what the bullies see? They don't care about me, Mom.
Isaac, please. Angelo, I think he needs help.
He doesn't need shit. He's a kid at a new school. It happens. I'm not going to feed into him wanting attention.
I'm not leaving until he opens the door.
He doesn't need help. What he needs to do is get his shit together. He just got suspended from school and he's blaming it on me.
I feel like I can't breathe. My heart's pounding on my own chest. I can feel my fingers going numb.
Next time I see your ass, Isaac, you better be prepared.
Can you hear me? Isaac, talk to me.
Well, isn't it the poor boy?
I'm gonna break down this door, Isaac. Please, you're worrying me.
Huh, so Goodwill sheep.
Nah, he can't even afford that.
Isaac!
Out of fear of being judged, he kept something to himself. That's what's scary about choices. You may think that you are doing the right thing in the moment, and then over time, you come to the realization that you weren't. It's not easy looking back on the moments when we made those choices. But that's exactly what we had to do. We missed the opportunity then, and I wasn't going to let that happen again.
Look, it was not an easy thing for me to go through, but eventually when I went to college and talked to someone about it, my parents understood.
Well, good for you. I'm happy you had such supportive parents.
That's not what I meant, Jason.
I ended up going back to my house after my mom kicked me out.
Really?
Yeah, I was living at my aunt's for a little over a week, and I had to go back to get my stuff. And that's when we had that conversation.
What conversation?
Do you have any idea what it feels like to have your own mother reject you? Just for being you? Dia, do I have to go in?
Yeah. She's still your mother.
I know she is, but she hasn't been acting like it.
Just go in there and talk to her.
Why couldn't we come when she was gone?
Because this is what needs to happen, Jason.
Yeah. Well, I've been living at yours for a few weeks now.
And she's called every day. You just didn't want to talk to her.
Well, I needed my time to process too.
If you don't want to talk, then listen. She's your mother. You owe her that much.
Why? So I can hear more of the same shit?
No, show her what it feels like to be hurt.
I'm gonna grab my stuff and leave.
Just go.
Hello.
I'm only here to gather my things.
Jason, are you done?
Done with what?
This, all of it. I miss you and I love you, okay? I didn't mean for you to stay out forever.
It's not fair. It's not fair that I'm judged, criticized, and ridiculed for loving someone.
Who do you love? Like, what are you talking about? Do you have a boyfriend?
That's not the point, Mom. I don't need to have a boyfriend. I know what I want.
My point is you don't know what that means. Trust me, things change.
Nothing is going to change. You have to learn to accept me, Mom. It's a reality now. I need you on my side and not fighting me.
Jason, I'm always on your side, but you have to understand where I'm coming from. This isn't how I raised you. This goes against everything that I believe in. This isn't some game.
I never said it was.
Put the bags down. You're not going anywhere.
How do you not get it? You're forcing me out.
I'm trying to talk to you.
You're trying to make me change.
If you're going
to
live under this house, you're going to live under my rules.
I've always tried my best to listen to you. I've always tried to be a good son, and I need you to try right now.
I'm trying to get you to stay.
The only way I'm staying is if you accept me for who I am. It's simple.
I accept you for the son that I raised. I will not support you going through a phase.
Right. A phase. You know, I've spent so much time wondering how you would react. At least I don't have to wonder anymore.
Jason, put down that suitcase.
If you're not happy with who I am, tell me to go.
Then you leave me with no choice.
Goodbye, Mom.
You know, I remember the first time that we had a dinner party at Jason's aunt's house. We asked him about his mom and why he moved to his aunt's apartment in the city. He told us that he had to give up his room for a sick family member who his mom was taking care of. That it was much easier this way. Of course we accepted it without questioning him. All I could think about was how these conversations would have played out if we had had them back then. The very foundation that our friendship was built on would have grown stronger than what it already was. It would have been more real. All of the pain that we went through would have been easier had we just trusted each other more. If I've learned anything from being a history teacher, it's that history is filled with regrets. And that's what I felt sitting there. Pure regret. Especially when Violet told us what happened after that party.
I hate thinking about it. I hate everything that happened. Honestly, I hate the fact that we're even talking about this right now.
Right? Like, what are we doing?
Well, I want to know what happened. How did they never catch the guy?
Because I never told anybody.
Violet, somebody could have done something.
Really? You think the cops would have been helpful? An underage girl drinking at a house party claiming she was sexually assaulted with no evidence?
Yeah, actually, you're very right. And that's really messed up. I'm glad you're opening up now, but why didn't you tell us then?
I don't know, Lexi, but at that time I wasn't thinking clearly. I was 17. Carrying that around was the hardest thing I had to do in my life.
You didn't have to go through that alone.
Well, I did. And I regret how I dealt with it.
What did you do?
I got home that night and ran straight to my room. God, I just wish everyone would leave me alone. I just want everything to stop. Just for a minute. I can't handle this. Oh my God. I can't do this. How could I let this happen? How could I let this happen to me? I should have had Darcy come with me to the bathroom. I should have done something. I never should have let this happen to me. This is all my fault. It's all my fault.
Violet, what the hell are you doing up there? Did you just break something? Violet?
Everything's fine. I just accidentally knocked something over. It's fine.
It better be. Did you break anything?
Mom, it was just a picture frame. Little broken glass. It's fine, I promise.
Okay. Be more careful.
Shit. What am I doing? What am I doing? I need to pull it together. Why did I let this happen to me? Why me? What did I do wrong? What am I supposed to do? I can't tell anyone. It's my own fault that this happened. Oh, shit. So dirty. Everything needs to stop. Just slow down. I can't keep up. I can't do this. How am I supposed to deal with this? How am I supposed to pretend like everything's fine? It started off as an accident. But then when I saw how I could control it, it became intentional. The wounds never healed properly. I still have to wear long sleeves sometimes when I go out to certain places to avoid questions.
I'm sorry, Violet.
It was a huge mistake. I just didn't know what else to do. I didn't know how to handle the pain.
So you handled it with more pain?
Stupid, I know. But it wasn't just the party. It was Nash, my family, society in general.
I can't believe we never noticed.
It wasn't just you guys. I had to hide them from my family and school, too. People would have just thought that I was calling out for attention.
Were you?
No. I wasn't harming myself to call for attention. If I wanted attention, I would have gotten it. I wanted to hide. I thought it was a temporary solution, which ended up having long-term consequences.
Because of the scars?
No, because of the toll that it took on my mind. I don't know. I've been dealing with it ever since. It's not easy, you know.
It's okay, Violet. I'm here for you. We all are.
I know. It's just hearing all this and thinking about you guys back then makes me sad. I wish I just would have told someone when it happened.
I love Violet, and the thought of her hurting herself broke my heart. We've all gone through so much pain, and I kept hearing from them this idea that we were being a burden to each other, which is bullshit. A strong friendship should be people willing to carry each other's burden. Why weren't we willing to do that for each other then? What does that say for us now? The history we all thought we knew was a myth, but at least now the real story is getting told. Like all history, eventually the effects of the choices that were made come back to us. At the end of the night, Scarlett told us about the most important decision she made in her life and how she wouldn't be here with us if she had gone through with it.
Tearing into pieces.
feeling so alone. Voices in the quiet telling me I'll never let this pain go. And I know it's my fault. Shouldn't have said a word, as if it's not what they want, and I'll never be heard. But I want to leave. Please. Shaking and I'm restless, crying on the phone. There's nothing I can do now. I've lost all control, and I know it's my fault. Shouldn't have said a word, if it's not what they want, and I'll never be heard. What if I don't know what's next? And what if I don't take a breath for me? 'Cause I've been staying strong for them. I feel so selfish, but I wanna. Should I say goodbye now? Is it what I need? Am I being selfish? Maybe they'd be better off without me.
Hi, babe.
Hi, Miguel.
Are you okay? I tried calling you like 1,000 times.
I know, I saw.
Are you crying?
Yes.
Talk to me, Scarlett. What's wrong? What is it? I'm here for you.
My dad got really angry and beat the crap out of me. Pinned me to the ground and wouldn't let me up until I said I was sorry. He started it like he always does. Made it out like it was my fault. I was so mad, but I couldn't do anything.
Your dad hit you?
My mom didn't do anything. She just watched. Then he kicked me out of the house, and she didn't stop
him. He kicked you out? When?
Right before we talked last time.
Where did you go? Where are you?
I walked around for a while. I'm at Rockaway Beach now.
You walked all the way there?
I needed to think.
Did it help?
A little. I'm just so tired of the violence. It's a constant cycle with them. My dad is a monster. My mom is in denial about it.
Your dad hits you all the time?
Yeah. Scary. I keep thinking if I could find the right thing to say or do, it'll stop. But it doesn't. I worry about Liam and Eve. This is so stressful. I can't leave them, but sometimes I don't have the energy to keep pushing.
That's a lot to handle.
Worst thing is that I feel like it's my fault. What's wrong with me?
There's nothing wrong with you.
I feel helpless. I don't know if this is ever gonna change.
Yes, it can. It has to. You can't keep living like this.
I don't know.
Stay where you are. I'm gonna meet you.
You don't have to do that.
Don't move. I'm on my way.
Okay. I'll wait for you.
I thought about walking into the water and just letting everything go. I didn't want to go on living like that.
That's not an option. It's never an option.
I know. Obviously, I didn't go through with it.
When did Miguel get there? Not long. We talked about it all night. I finally spoke to him about what was going on, and I spent time with him and his family. He was so nice to me.
I'm glad you're okay, Scarlett. That would have destroyed us if anything had happened to you.
You know, when my father was really sick, we didn't know whether or not he was going to make it. I turned to you guys. I would not have been able to get through that without you all.
Yeah, I remember. That was a really hard time.
That's my point. Everything we talked about these past couple of days have been really hard. It was hard for all of us, but it could have been easier.
Well, there's no point in bringing up the past. It's not like we can go back and change it now. So why dwell on it?
To make sure it doesn't happen again. History tends to repeat itself.
Lexi, my business is my business. If we didn't want to share any of this stuff with each other back then, we didn't have to.
I know. I guess I just thought that... I don't know.
I know what you mean, Lexi.
It's not like I'm happy to have kept everything inside. I wish I didn't.
Same.
Okay. You know what? We gotta go. Let's call it a night. Tomorrow's kind of a big day.
We said we would all meet up before the ceremony and have a toast. You still want to do that?
Yeah, why not? One last time before the ceremony.
Yeah, sure, fine. Have a good night, everyone. I'll see you all then.
We all said our goodbyes and headed home. The night did not end the way we thought it would. I felt defeated. I didn't expect to hear all those things. The previous week at the bachelor party, what I found out surprised me. But what I heard that night at the rehearsal dinner destroyed me. The past doesn't exist for us to push it under the rug, as easy as it is. My best friends were dealing with serious issues, and I couldn't be there for them. We couldn't be there for each other, because we kept it to ourselves. For what? To not be a burden to each other? They internalized everything, and it made things worse. So what now? There was still so much to be addressed. As I found out the next day at the wedding, it turns out their stories didn't even end there.
This concludes episode 4 of Long Time No See. To listen to episode 5, you can forward to the next track now.